Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Tractor Fiction here on WHRW Binghamton. My name's Frank Allen, and we are glad to start our very third season here on Tractor Fiction. Tonight we have a very special episode based on a very famous tract called Dark Dungeons. Dark Dungeons, of course, dealing with the very serious threat to the youth of America today, the plague of Dungeons and Dragons. All right, well, let's get right into it. Let's take it away. Dark Dungeons.
Once upon a time, around a dining room table that is not very different from yours, a group of teenagers was playing Dungeons and Dragons. Each of them had their very own set of dice, a character sheet reflecting their character's stats, and even a custom-painted miniature for the heck of it. The dungeon master, the person running the game, was a dark and mysterious, beautiful woman. She kept all of her papers and plans a secret by keeping a large, dark screen standing between her and the players, a screen covered with depictions of hideous, demonic dragons. The players sat in anticipation, sipping their sodas and eating pizza, as the game continued.
Where are the Cheetos?
Okay, wizard, cast your spell.
Okay, dungeon master. My spell of light blinds the monster.
The thief, Blackleaf, did not find the poison trap, and I declare her dead.
No! Not Blackleaf! No! I'm gonna die! Don't make me quit the game! Please don't! Somebody save me! You can't do this!
Marcy, get out of here! You're dead! You don't exist anymore.
Marcy ran from the room with tears showing from her eyes. After the gaming session, Miss Frost, the dungeon master, took Debbie aside.
Debbie, your cleric has been raised to the 8th level. I think it's time you learn how to really cast spells.
You mean you're going to teach me how to have the real power?
Yes, you have the personality for it now.
The intense occult training through D&D prepared Debbie to accept the invitation to enter a witch's coven. Miss Frost brought Debbie there that night. A number of witches and warlocks in dark cloaks stood around, spread around the altar, which was located atop a huge, circumscribed pentagram.
I've brought Elfstar to become a priestess and a witch.
Welcome, Elfstar. You're now a priestess of the craft and of the Temple of Diana.
It was not long until Debbie was fully assimilated into the pagan witch lifestyle.
Miss Frost, this is fantastic! This makes the game real. It's not a fantasy anymore.
I knew you were ready by the way you played the game. But this is just the beginning. There's so much more.
Refreshments in the back, children.
Last night, I cast my first spell. This is real power.
Which spell did you cast, Debbie?
I used the mind-bonded spell on my father. He was trying to stop me from playing D&D.
What was the result?
He just bought me $200 worth of new D&D figures and manuals. It was great!
The two began playing D&D, and soon...
Hello? Sure. Hey, Debbie, Marcy's on the phone. She wants to talk to you. She sounds really upset.
I can't. I'm fighting a zombie. Tell her I'll see her tonight.
Oddly enough, Debbie kept her promise, showing up at Marcy's place later that night.
Hi, Mrs. Anderson. Marcy wanted me to see her tonight.
I'm glad you're here, Debbie. Marcy has shut herself in her room and won't come out. She has been herself for weeks. I've been very worried ever since her character in that game got killed. It's as though part of her has died. Maybe you can talk some sense into her.
They went up to Marcy's room and opened the door. Her room was much like that of your typical Dungeons & Dragons fans. Posters of muscular barbarians and gorgeous women fighting hideous monsters, sculpted dragons everywhere, tons of miniatures, and a shelf full of player's manuals. Except for the fact that Marcy was in the middle of it, dangling from a noose, dead.
No!
A suicide note was found on the floor.
It's my fault Blackleaf died. I can't face life alone. Love, Marcy.
Debbie was seriously disturbed.
Miss Frost, I can't get Marcy out of my mind. How could she do something like this? If I'd left the game, she'd be alive today.
Get your priorities straight, Debbie. Your spiritual growth through the game is more important than some lousy loser's life. It would have happened sooner or later. Her character was too weak.
But the law of our faith is that we can do anything we want as long as we harm no one. But now we've harmed Marcy. What have I gotten myself into?
Don't be stupid, Debbie. I think you better let Elfstar take care of things. You're out of control.
I don't want to be Elfstar anymore. It's a stupid name. I want to be Debbie.
Debbie, ran from Ms. Frost's home and stopped in a nearby park, where she fell to her knees and began to cry. That's when Mike wandered by.
Hey, Debbie, what's wrong? Can I help?
I thought I had all the answers, Mike. But now everything is falling apart!
Debbie, I told you, between the scenes, that Jesus is the only answer. I've been praying and fasting for you, and besides, magic missile is such a crappy spell anyway.
Why would you do that for me?
Because I know what you're involved in. I was once a LARPer. You know, it's spiritual warfare that you can't win without the Lord Jesus. Come with me to a meeting this afternoon and get rid of your aluminum tinplate armor. The speaker came out of witchcraft and he knows what you're up against.
And so, that afternoon...
You, all of you, who are involved in the occult, think that you have achieved power. But you have been trapped in a dungeon of bondage. The limited power you have been given is only bait to lure you to destruction. But Jesus came that you might have life, and that more abundantly. Jesus sets us free of witchcraft and gives us victory over all the power of the enemy, Satan. God's word declares that you must repent of your sins and turn to Jesus Christ as your savior. Then, according to Acts 19:19, you should gather up all of your occult paraphernalia, like your rock music, your occult books, your charms, your Dungeons and Dragons material. Don't throw them out. Do not throw them away. Burn them. We'll do that here tonight. We'll also be praying for the deliverance of those who have allowed occult forces to control them. If you want Jesus as your Lord, come forward now.
Oh, God. I need help. My life's a mess. Help me!
Oh, child, in the name of Jesus, I order your spirits of the occult to leave, Debbie.
Jesus, I repent of my sins, and I want you to be my savior and Lord. You guide me through life. I want you to be in charge of everything. Not that lousy D&D manual, and certainly not myself.
That night, the speaker raised her hands over the wretched books and said,
We take authority in the name of Jesus Christ, and through the power of his shed blood, and bind the demonic forces in this filth of Satan.
And as the fire crackled across her entire collection, paladins and warriors reduced to embers floating in the breeze, Debbie felt a warmth that no amount of experience points could have given her.
Thank you, Lord, for setting me free.
The end. That's the end of the tract. Dark Dungeons, of course. Very, very important tract warning us against the hideous evils of, supposedly hideous evils of Dungeons and Dragons.